Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and this is today's Truth Worth Remembering. This week, we've been focusing on the fifth of those five callings of Jesus that changed the world and can change our lives as well. The fifth calling is, love as I have loved you. When I began preparing what I thought would be the final message of this series, it became clear to me as the Holy Spirit was laying it out for me through His Word that there are five different loves that Jesus exemplified and taught His disciples. We've only done the first one this week, to love God the Father. We talked about the first part of the Shema, that well-known verses that are used in the prayers of the Jews even today. We looked at Jesus' repetition of those words in the New Testament in John 14. But there's a verse I didn't get to last time I want to close out this part with in terms of loving God our Father. I think it's very profound. In John 14, same chapter we've been in, at the very end of that chapter, Jesus is talking about the fact that He's going to die and He's going to ascend and go back to the Father. He also told them about the Holy Spirit being sent to be their protector, power, comforter, and all those things we know. So that has preceded these verses. Jesus said the following in verses 29 to 31. I've told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will not speak much more with you. Remember, He was on His way to the cross at this point. For the ruler of this world is coming, and He has nothing in regard to me. This is one of several times in these closing chapters that Jesus calls Satan the ruler of this world. I spoke on that a few weeks ago so that we recognize and understand some of the insanity going on in our world today. Satan is the ruler of this world until Christ returns. Let me continue that verse, and here's the key. So that the world may know that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father commanded me. Jesus expressed His love for His Father, God. My dear brothers and sisters, so too must we. This is Truth Worth Remembering. For Christ's sake, amen.
To learn more about how you can become a Christian or grow in your walk with the Lord and receive freely of all the biblically-based content we have created or donate to help keep this ministry going strong, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.